It's Wednesday, September the 10th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. Training sessions in Windhoek started yesterday as part of the lead-up to the Global Africa Hydrogen Summit, which opens today. Participants were learning hands-on skills in hydrogen and renewable energy to enhance their practical knowledge for immediate workplace application. Angie Scholes is our correspondent.
Renewable Energy Advisor to the European Union, Gregor Patterson-Jones, weighed in on Namibia's green hydrogen sector. He says that while there are risks in developing large-scale projects, they are not unique to Namibia. Speaking on bankability and offtake agreements, Patterson-Jones explained that risks typically fall into three categories: technical, relating to engineering and production capacity; financial, tied to where the project's partners can meet their commitments; and regulatory, linked to contract gaps or changes in law.
Namdia spokesperson Beverly Kusamant has refuted claims that the company overlooked security warnings prior to the January diamond heist and dismissed suggestions of insider involvement, as reported by News on One's Willem Sneeman. The remarks come after allegations that the company ignored repeated alerts about a possible robbery. The company has also filed a case against the security provider G4S.
AR leader Professor Job Amupanda slammed the government's silence on the robbery, warning that by failing to act or speak out, officials have shown disregard for the city's natural resources and left critical loopholes wide open.
Who is to blame? Who's supposed to take responsibility? Since we last heard of the CEO and the chief operating officers suspended, we never heard of anything substantial in terms of what's supposed to have happened.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that a new ambassador to the United States will be appointed soon. He added that the candidates will be highly experienced, well-rounded, and knowledgeable in global politics and the American market. The South African leader also noted that several applicants have already expressed interest.
It's interesting that they themselves have over some time been mulling over who to deploy to South Africa. And indeed, we found that countries these days, because the geopolitical situation has changed so much, scratching their heads so much to find the most suitable people that they can deploy in various markets.
The International Criminal Court judges opened hearings yesterday to confirm charges against fugitive Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony. Legal experts suggest the case could serve as a model for pursuing other high-profile ICC fugitives, including Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Professor Michael Scarf of the case Western Reserve University told Reuters that prosecutors may eventually apply this procedure if such leaders continue to evade justice. Internationally, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has called for technological openness and warned against overregulation of the auto sector. The comments come during an opening address to industry leaders at IAA Mobility, Europe's largest car show.
Addressing industry leaders, Germany's Chancellor said that unilateral political commitments to specific technologies are fundamentally the wrong approach. The comments were a swipe at the European Commission's environmental regulations, including a plan to ban combustion vehicles in the bloc by 2035. Industry leaders at IAA Mobility tell me the deadline is unrealistic and will harm European automakers' competitiveness. The sector is facing a range of headwinds, including US tariffs, slowing demand and rising competition, especially from Chinese electric vehicle makers. William Denslow, Munich.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.